Hafa day, and welcome to Harvest Echoes from Harvest Baptist Church on Guam. Since our founding in 1975, pastors, evangelists, and missionaries have traveled from all over the world to Guam to speak to our people, preaching and teaching the Word of God. We're providing you access to this rich archive of sermons and lessons on Harvest Echoes. Our mission is to help people develop a heart for God. These messages, presented in conferences and special services at Harvest, seek to point you toward the Lord Jesus Christ and His Word. Today, a message from evangelist Will Galkin. It was presented in August of 2003. The title of the message, Quicken Me, O Lord.
Would you take your Bibles and turn to Psalm 119? Psalm 119 is really a beautiful passage of Scripture that exalts the Word of God. All but three verses directly mention the Word of God. 60 of the verses are direct prayers. 16 of the verses have a Hebrew word in there that can be translated quicken, to bring to life, to return to normalcy, to bring to a point of life something that needs to be quickened. So we look through Psalm 119. We're going to look at those 16 verses, and I'm going to read them for you. You can follow in your Bible, or you can look up at the screen. Psalm 119, verse 17, we see the verse, deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. I may live is also the word that's used as quicken. My soul cleaveth, verse 25, unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. Verse 37, turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity. Quicken thou me in thy way. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Verse 50, this is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. 77, let thy tender mercies come unto me that I may live, for thy law is my delight. Look at 88. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. 93. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. 107. I'm afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy word. Can you not hear the cry of the psalmist? 116, uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live. Let me not be ashamed of my hope. Verse 144, the righteousness of thy tender mercies is everlasting. Give me understanding and I shall live. 149, hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgment. 154, plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. 156. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgments. 159. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. 175. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee. And let thy judgments help me. I believe that many of us need to pray, quicken me. I believe that many of us need to come to God and ask God to stir up our hearts for Him. I believe that as we look forward towards this meeting, that we need to come privately and intimately and alone to God, saying, God, quicken me. Make me to love you. Make me to live as a spiritual person ought to live. Oh, God, quicken me. You say, Brother Will, why should I pray, quicken me? I believe that the first reason why we all ought to pray, quicken me, is we should pray, quicken me, Lord, because I want to know your word. We saw in verse 40, behold, I've longed after thy precepts, quicken me in thy righteousness. We saw in verse 17, deal bountifully with thy servant that I may live and keep thy word. My friend, God has given us his word, and we need to pray, quicken me so that we love his word, that we pursue to know God's word. My friend, God's word is not just something that we read and move on. It's not just a textbook. It is God's word to us. We have a preaching service because we want to open the word so we can hear his will and we can follow in and obey. We do not want to be hearers only, but doers. God's word is the way. It's the word that cuts our heart. It's the word that illumines our path. It's the word that hammers the hard heart. God's word is enough for us. You see, my friend, quicken me because I want to know your word. I can remember seasons of my heart getting dry with God's word. How about you? You're going through the Bible in a year's time, and it's almost like you're just living in the check mark mentality. Oh, I got through that chapter. I'm glad that's over. My friend, when our heart begins to get dry, we need to come to the Lord like the psalmist said, oh, open mine eyes that I behold wondrous things out of thy law. My friend, the word is not just a dry black marks on a white page. The word is the living word of God to quicken our hearts. My friend, we need to be much not about taking in God's word just to the head, but we need to be asking God to apply it to the heart. We need to ask God to quicken our heart and our meditation. The reason we come away so cold from reading the word is because we do not warm ourselves by the fire of meditation. My friend, we must be a people who delight in the law of the Lord, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. I wonder if God's word is running through our hearts and our minds. My friend, it's time to meditate. It's time to get God's word into our heart. You see, Philip Henry said this, it's easier to walk 6 miles to hear a sermon than spend 1/4 of an hour meditating on it when I come home. He lived in the 1600s. How much harder for us, people who possess TVs and people who have DVDs and CDs and VCR and all the things that so clog our head that when it comes to us to meditate on God's word, it goes in one ear and it leaves the other. We sit in a service and we hear the word and we go out and the radio station turns on and God's word filters out. My friend, we're to be much about meditating on God's word. J.I. Packard said this, meditation is a lost art today, and people suffer grievously from their ignorance of the practice. My friend, we are to be much about meditating on God's word. My meditation of him shall be sweet. Psalm 104, 34. I will be glad in the Lord. Psalm 119. Oh, how I love thy law. 1 Timothy 4:15. Meditate on these things and give thyself wholly to them that thy profiting may appear to all. My friend, we're to be about the meditation of God's word. It's to be our life blood. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Do you meditate on God's word? Have your devotional times gotten dry? Then it's time for you to tonight to pray, oh Lord, quicken me because I want to know your word. I want to live in obedience to it. We just sang that song, A Passion for Thee. Do you know that that song came from an author who was meditating on God and his word? I've had a conversation with Joe Zichterman, the author of that song, A Passion for Thee, and he was talking about a season of his life where he was drifting from God and his mindset was not really a focused on God. And his answer was this. He took an audio tape and he found a bunch of verses about God's love for him and he read it onto this audio tape. It turned out to be about between 30 and 40 minutes long. And every day for 30 days, he played that tape and he refreshed his head with the verses about God's love for him. And he said this, God's word changed my thinking. And some of us, we need to get desperate about knowing God's word, but we sit here and we realize as we sit here that there's a lukewarmness, there's just a drifting, and there's not a burden or a passion to know God and his word, then it's time for us to pray, quicken me, because I want to know your word. I walked up to a friend of mine and I asked him about his devotional life, and he said this to me. He said, Will, I'm so sick of being shallow. I'm so sick of not knowing God. And he went on a quest, and he went on a journey, and he started spending time with God in the morning before he went off to his responsibilities. When he'd come home from his responsibilities, before he started another aspect of his life, he spent another season with God. And he spent another season with God at the end of the day, and he began to develop a biography of God. And he got a notebook, and he began to write through Psalms who God is and what God does. And every chapter of Psalms, he developed his understanding of God, and he'd pray it back to God, and God changed him in a radical way. My friend, it's time for us to pray, quicken me, because I want to know your word. You see, I think we need to pray, quicken me, not just because we want to know God's word, but we're to pray, quicken me, because it hurts so bad. You know, many of us in this room are one question away from tears. If someone was to ask you about your parents, someone was to really ask you and you were to be honest about your children, you were to be honest about a sibling, a brother, a sister, that work relationship, some hurtful relationship with a member of the church, a friend who said those words or did that action. The health is beginning to wane. The money is not there. The fear is increasing. The job seems like it might not work. The car broke down and we don't know how to take care of it. It's amazing how many people are one question away from tears. You see, my friend, many of us, we need to pray, quicken me, because it hurts so bad. We saw in verse 50, this is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word has quickened me. This is my comfort, your word. You see, when everything was falling apart, oh God, you gave me your word and it quickened me. I'm afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy word. Psalm 119, 107. You see, when it hurts, it's time for us to get on our knees and pray, O Lord, quicken me. You see, when the fog begins to dwell in the head and we're not sure which way to go and which way to turn, it's time for us to put our face down and in dependence say, oh God, quicken me. Oh God, help me. When the Assyrians came and Hezekiah saw no hope, what did he do? He got on his face and said, oh God, deliver me. From whence cometh my help? You see, some of us need to pray, quicken me, because it hurts so bad. I can remember a season in my life where my only recourse was as I'm laying in my bed is to pull the covers up over my head and pray and cry simultaneously. And the prayer was this, it hurts, it hurts, it hurts. But God, I know you love me. You do not get a heart of faith by working it up in your own emotions. My friend, when the trial comes, the only place you get faith is from God's word. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You may have wounds, and it's time to go to the word of God. You may have trials. You may have cares. It's time to go to the word. Quicken me, because it hurts so bad. I believe we also need to pray tonight, quicken me, because I'm so distracted. Lord, quicken me. I'm just so distracted. The things of life are so busy. Psalm 119, verse 37, turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, something which will pass away, and quicken thou me in the way. You see, the world, it's after your heart. The world is seeking for a way to get your affection so that you cannot love God with all your heart. It's looking for ways to rob your emotions, ways to get your mental mind so focused on things that pass away that therefore you cannot pursue God. That's why David said, "Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity and quicken thou me in thy way." You see, the world pushes sex. It pushes money. It pushes the pride of life. It pushes all sorts of things that distract, things that discourage a relationship with God. You see, this world conspires against a relationship with God. Quicken me because I am so distracted. Jim Elliot, he walked into a room, and I read it in his journal as I was going to college. He walked into a room, and the first time he ever saw a television, he quoted that verse, "Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way." 1950-something. We're talking about Leave It to Beaver. But again, he understood the simple fact. His heart's affections were robbed very easily. I listened to a message, and the person who was preaching the message walked through a bunch of different noise of the soul that distracts us. He began to list the things that so rob our ability to pursue God and rob our ability to see God. And he walked through a list, and I want to do that this evening for us. He said that the noise of the soul sometimes sounds like anxiety and fear. Something we value is threatened. Thoughts of worry, vulnerability, uncertainty. Let me ask you a question. Do you ever worry? Are you ever anxious? You know, when you are, you can't see God. Thoughts of noise sometimes sound like discouragement and despair. Anyone here ever get discouraged? Raise your hand if you've ever gotten discouraged. The despair comes. Lord, I can't see the way. Things that we hope for don't go that way. Thoughts of self-pity, anger, frustration. You ever gotten angry before? Frustrated, bitter, lack of forgiveness? Do you realize that when there's a bitterness or a lack of forgiveness in your heart, that you cannot pursue after God? A lust or a greed, thoughts of illicit pleasure or a covetousness towards things? Guilt and shame. You ever failed? You thought that you weren't ever going to be used? That guilt, the shame. What about positions and possessions? Things that are not necessarily sinful, just responsibilities. Who has a busy life? Would you raise your hand, please? Really, Christy and I, this last season, the last 2 weeks, it's been go, 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 go. We got done with our responsibilities at a summer camp, and then we drove over, and I'm trying to finish a summer school course, and then we get to our home church, and I'm preaching at a back-to-school retreat, and Christy's trying to pack, and our trailer that we live in, a fifth-wheel trailer, somebody hit it. So we got to take this trailer over to get fixed. And while this is all going on, you're trying to walk with God. Do you understand? You've got all the responsibilities, and you got to get all these things done, and you've got to go, 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 go. My friend, you don't need to go. You need to get on your knees and say, "Quicken me, because I'm so distracted." Don't you understand? You're too busy not to pray. You're too busy not to get into God's word. You have too much on your head that you got to go after the Lord. You need to pray, "Quicken me, because I'm so distracted." But thoughts of noise, they come in entertainment and recreation. The movie, the TV, the DVD, the video games, all these things. Have you ever watched a movie about 11 o'clock at night? And you stay up for an hour and a half, and now it's 1:30 or 1:45, and you're laying in bed, and that movie was so action-packed that what do? You lay awake, and the movie goes through your mind for another half an hour to 45 minutes, and you dream about this movie. You wake up, and you're groggy, and you hit the snooze. You're trying to pray, and you're seeing flashbacks. It wasn't a sinful movie, but my friend, this world conspires against a relationship with God. And it's time for us, with all of our heart, to say, "Lord, quicken me, because I'm so distracted." But I believe that many of us need to pray, quicken me, not just because I want to know the word, not just because it hurts so bad, not just because I'm so distracted, but we're to pray, quicken me, Lord, because sin's power is great. You see, the psalmist said in verse 25, my soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. He's saying just like somebody who's so low and their belly is touching the dust, they need God to provide life. Plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. Psalm 119, 154. Do you realize how bent you are towards sin? Do you really believe that you have a bentness to badness? Do you really understand how quick you could go down the path? Are you really acquainted with yourself? I was talking with a young man. He just finished Bible college. He was getting ready to go into the ministry. And I was asking about his devotional life. And he said his whole time of prayer and Bible study for a day was right around 10 to 15 minutes. How many hope that your pastors spend more than just 10 minutes with God? I'm looking at him, and he's telling me about his spiritual life, and he wasn't even really concerned or broken about it or anything, and I'm listening to him, and my heart is getting stirred up. I looked at him, and I said, do you want to know why you do not spend more time with God? He said, you do not spend time with God because your mom doesn't have cancer. You didn't get into the car wreck. Your girlfriend didn't break up with you. You don't see how wicked you are. See, when you see how wicked you are, you will pursue God. I had an encounter with God about 3 months ago, and God opened up my eyes in a fresh way of how bent I am in some certain areas. And you know what it did for my devotional life? It put a fire in my soul to know God, because I realized that if I do not spend time with God, a few days will go by and the allurements will start to come, and a few weeks go by and I begin to go that way in my mind, and it could be that in a few months I'd go that way with my life. My friend, you must see how wicked you are, because until you do, you will not seek after God with a passionate pursuit. You think it's normal for us to be filled with thoughts of pride? That's not Christ, my friend. Is it really normal to have anger? Is it really normal to let bitterness course through our veins? I mean, probably we've heard about bitterness so much that we mock at it. But my friend, is it really normal? Is it normal to lust over pornographic things for the Christian? Is that normal? Is it right for the Christian to lie, steal? Is it right for the Christian not to pursue after God? My friend, take stock of where you're at. Maybe the areas that you, if you were to really examine, you'd look at your heart and you'd begin to say, am I really that bad? Am I really drifting like that? My friend, it's time to pray, quicken me, because sin's power is great. And some of us this evening, we know of the sin in our heart and we rationalize it and we cover it and we don't think it's a big deal. But my friend, it could be God's way to humble you and get you to get on your face and say, oh God, quicken me, because sin's power is great. Some of us, rather than praying for revival a month from now, some of us, we need to get on our face and just beg God for mercy and plead His grace and plead our position in Christ and thank Him for what He did on the cross and ask Him to return into that joy and ask Him to do a work to cause us not to love these things, but to love Him. And it's tonight. It's not a month from now. It's not at the prayer meeting next Sunday. It's time for us, some of us, to get desperate for God and not put it off and say, oh God, I want to know you, so therefore God, quicken me, because sin's power is great. But I believe that we also need to pray, quicken me, because I've just got to know you. Do you ever hunger for God? Do you ever think, I just want to see Him? Do you ever lay awake and think about heaven? My friend, the goal is not just so that we can know the book. The goal is not because we have pain. The goal is not just because the world is big and sin great. The goal is God. My friend, the psalmists, they understood. David said, as the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth after thee. My soul longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land. My friend, if you have no hunger from God, for God, then you've got to understand you're lukewarm. If you have no passion for God, it's not something that you should just think that's normal. My friend, you should get desperate and say, O God, why is it that I can go my life and I'm not burdened to know you? It could be that you're drifting in a lukewarm state and it's time for you to tonight to pray, quicken me because I've got to know you. See, in Psalm 119, verse 149, hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness. O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgment. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. 159. Psalm 119, 175, let my soul live. Listen to this, would you please? Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee. You see, when God quickens us and God shows up in our heart, what's the natural response? The natural response is to praise God. Worship is not just something you work up. Worship is something that comes from one that encounters God. Worship is not just conformity on the outside or singing songs in a special way or at a special time. My friend, worship comes from one who's had a touch from God. And if your heart is not worshiping in this service, as you come together, as we exalt the name of Christ, then it's time for you to pray, quicken me because I want to know you. I wonder if your walk has gotten dry. Then it's time to pray, quicken me. I wonder if the world has gotten big and the sins have gotten strong, it's time to pray, quicken me.
You've been listening to Harvest Echoes and a message titled, Quicken Me, O Lord, by Evangelist Will Galkin. It was originally presented in August of 2003 at Harvest Baptist Church on Guam. Harvest Echoes provides you access to a rich archive of sermons and lessons presented at conferences and special meetings at Harvest Baptist Church. Send us a comment or question by visiting our website, hbcguam.net, hbcguam.net. And thank you for listening to Harvest Echoes.